This recording, Brazil 19, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and set her. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, I'm from the northeast of Brazil, from a city called Fortaleza. It's the 5th largest city of Brazil, and it's located on the coastal part of the country. In Brazil, we have 5 different regions, and they are all very different from one another, so all the regions have different accents, and sometimes, within the regions, there are different accents between people from different states. We have a very rich and mixed culture, so we have a lot of different food and different ways to talk and live in different ways to dress. But despite of that, we also have very nice things that unite us as a country, like our national dishes and national things that we like, and national sports. So Brazilian culture is at the same time a one thing, but a union of multiple things.
Oi, tudo bem com você? Isso sou eu falando em português, e esse é o meu sotaque lá do Ceará. É um estado maravilhoso no Brasil. E por isso eu escolhi ler um poema de um poeta cearense chamado Braulio Bessa. O poema se chama Citer. Ir sozinho ao cinema, visitar uma livraria, uma cerveja no bar, um café na padaria. Ter você para você mesmo também é ter companhia. Nem sempre estar sozinho é sinal de solidão. Vez por outra o mundo chama e a nossa resposta é não, por ter marcado um encontro com o próprio coração. Note que o poema tem rimas, então pense nisso quando você estiver estudando a fala também. E é isso, muito obrigado por escutar.